If you went into 1,000 American homes and asked them what's the most serious issue confronting our country, the majority of respondents would say jobs. Experts say that for every $1 billion of infrastructure spending, 25,000 jobs are created. Just coincidentally, Pennsylvania received $1 billion in stimulus for our roads and transportation infrastructure, and we tracked it very carefully, and a little shy, about 24,700 jobs were created by that $1 billion spending. Jobs on the construction sites, jobs back at steel plants and aggregate plants and concrete and asphalt plants. American manufacturing is staggering. It took a big hit last month. The best way to revitalize American manufacturing is for a significant long-term, decade-long infrastructure revitalization program. $200 billion of additional spending would create, by the formula I've given you, 5 million new jobs, roughly half of what experts say America needs to do to get out of this recession. 5 million well-paying jobs, jobs that can't be outsourced, and they would be there for each and every one of the next 10 years because the spending would stay constant at the $200 billion level. So, if we're serious about growing the American economy, if we're serious about short-term job creation, if we're serious about long-term economic competitiveness, if we're serious about improving our public safety, ensuring our public safety, if we're serious about benefiting our quality of life, this plan, the plan outlined in Building America's Future, is falling apart and falling behind. It's vital that our decision makers in Washington understand this plan and move forward with it aggressively.